Good morning, and welcome to WGTD's Community Matters. I'm Laura Sumner Kuhn, your host today, and I'm very excited about something coming up in June that I want you to learn about ahead of time so you can save the dates and mark your calendars and help celebrate. Today, our guests are three people who have been working on a committee of about a dozen people since February to create a week-long celebration of Juneteenth. With us today, we have Lisa Hill Driver. Lisa's the director of the John Bryant Community Center in Racine, and she chairs this Juneteenth celebration committee. Along with Lisa is Cynthia Barker, who is the program coordinator at the John Bryant Center. And then also we have Annette Washington, who is a vice president and community manager of JP Morgan Chase Bank for Racine and Kenosha. Welcome, ladies. I'm so excited to have you with us today. And we'll start our discussion today with you, Lisa. If you could describe to us, first of all, for our listeners may not know what Juneteenth is, and then tell us how you came to create an entire week celebration for this event.
Good morning, Lorna. Thank you for having us. I'm very excited about this week's event. And for those of you who do not know, Juneteenth Day is a celebration. Galveston, Texas was the last state to find out about the freedom of the emancipation and the freedom of slavery. So once that took place, the celebrations began. And here in the city of Racine, we have always, for the last, we believe, 47 years, had one form or another of a Juneteenth celebration. At one time, we had a three-day celebration. Over time, we ended up with a one-day celebration. But this year, we're excited. We're going to have a week-long celebration. And that came about by just a simple thought. The mind is the key that sets the captive free. So my ideology was that it's good to celebrate, it's good to eat, dance, enjoy, but the mind and teaching and educating of people is real freedom. So that was the basis of having this week-long education for the whole community so that we become informed, we know what's going on in the community. And that's why Annette Washington from Chase Bank is on with us. They are our premier sponsor. Chase has worked with us diligently the last couple of years to help make sure that our Juneteenth days have been a success. Annette, I'll turn it over to you and allow you just to speak a little bit about your role, Chase's role, and what you'll be doing all week long here at the Bryant Center.
Thank you, Lisa, and thank you, Laura, for allowing me to be a part of Community Talks. I think it's a great show, and I am honored to be here today. As you mentioned, again, I'm Annette Washington, community manager in the Kenosha Racine area. And as a community manager, this all goes back to JP Morgan's $30 billion racial equity commitment. And from that commitment is Chase's idea that we will reach out to the communities. And within those communities, there's basically five components that we want to make sure we touch on. And one of them is home ownership, that encourages us to have workshops, teach the residents on what that looks like, how to go about finding a realtor, what down payments, what grant programs are out there. Another part of the component would be working with our small businesses, Latino and Black owned businesses, just making sure we bridge that gap on how to obtain capital, what that looks like to have a relationship with the bank when it comes to your small business relationship with them. Financial health, which is a component that I teach, which again talks about a credit journey, what your credit report looks like, what's all involved in the score, what some of the do's and don'ts of credit, some of those things that are out there. Another component is working with some of our nonprofit organizations, such as the Bryant Center, to ensure that we're bringing these classes to them and providing some of the education that's needed in the community. And the last one is more internal, where Chase is very committed to ensuring that we practice what we preach, diversity and inclusion, and making sure that our employees are educated on financial health, as well as continue to speak on that out in the community.
So Annette, you might want to clue our listeners into what kinds of workshops you'll be hosting during the week-long events, which I should say the Juneteenth celebration begins Saturday, June 11th and runs through Saturday, June 18th. Among the workshops that you just talked about, when would people look to be a part of those during that week-long celebration?
So if I have it right, and Lisa, correct me if I'm wrong, there's going to be flyers that are mailed out to the different residents, and it's going to list what all the workshops are. And then there's going to be two of them a day. So there'll be one that starts at, oh my God, is it 11 o'clock, Lisa, or is it 10?
It's 11, yes.
11 o'clock. So that one is going to be geared more toward our high school kids from age 9th to 12th grade, to just teach them about saving and budgeting and credit and what that looks like. There was something on, I think, TikTok earlier today where this one kid like saved over $10,000 with a budgeting process. And it's one of the processes that we teach within the budgeting class. And then the next class will be in the afternoon for the adults that are working during the day and may not be able to get there. And that'll be from 6 to 7 o'clock. It's about a 45 minute class. And again, we'll talk about the credit. What's a credit bureau? What's on your credit bureau? How to dispute things on your credit bureau? Some of the new and exciting things that are coming about. Then we have one for the seniors. You know, as people get older, sometimes their needs and banking may change. So we're going to talk about some of those things and what it looks like and some of the things that are involved when it comes to when you're a senior and there's elderly abuse, some of the signs and what to look for and things like that. So it's really going to be some great classes, and really none of them are exclusive to anyone, but inclusive to everyone. So we just invite everyone to come along, and registration will have a QR code where they can register so we can have an idea of how many participants will be there so we can accommodate accordingly.
So that's awesome. Two workshops a day, every day from Saturday to Saturday, and all at the John Bryan Center. Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, actually, does he want to tell her that what starts on that Saturday and Sunday and then Monday, and then we can, and then the workshops go from there. So it's like, it's a build up to the workshops.
Sure. So on Saturday, the 11th, the kickoff, we will have the Miss Juneteenth Day pageant here at the Bryan Center, starting at 1 o'clock. And early that morning, Strength in Her Stride Cancer Walk will be here also, starting at 7 a.m. That Sunday, we're having a flag raising ceremony here at the Bryan Center. We're calling it Calling All Vets. We will be raising the American flag, followed by the Juneteenth flag. There'll be African drummers and African dancers available. Following that ceremony the same day from 3 to 4, we will take a shuttle. The new electric bus here in the city of Racine will be here at the Bryant Center following the flag raising ceremony to shuttle us down to Monument Square, where we'll be doing the Underground Railroad Heritage Trail. And there'll be a short program there from 3 to 4 as well. So every day is just packed with things to do starting out the week. That Monday is when the actual classes begin to happen. That's the Racine, City of Racine's Day as well. The City of Racine will have staff out here, programming tables, learning about the new programs. A lot of times we have stuff here in the City of Racine, and it's, as hard as we try to get it out, there are still people in the community that we don't reach. So this is an opportunity to come out and see the different programs and what's available to people in the community. The Parks and Recs Department will be here that day. We have been donated 75 refurbished bikes. So we're going to be auctioning off those bikes. The Racine Police Department will be here for the rodeo as well. So that's just kind of touching what it is we're going to be doing on that Monday. We're also going to have, which I think is interesting, we will have our classes that Annette spoke about, but we're going to do Black History in the Bible. And Pastor Melvin Hargrove will be doing that session, along with Robert Hayes, who will be covering the Black history, and then Scott Terry, who will be covering the art in Black history, or Black history art, and then a question and answer after that. And then Tuesday, we begin to kick off the other classes, and Cynthia will cover that.
Hi, this is Cynthia. Thank you for inviting me to the show today. I'm here from the Dr. John Bryant Community Center, Program Coordinator. I would like to talk a little bit about Tuesday, June 14th, what we will be doing. We're going to be having a saving and budgeting workshop for the high school youth, 9th grade through 12th grade, and that will be with Annette, and that will be from 11 o'clock a.m. until noon. Followed by them will be the RSUD, which is the Racine Unified School District, along with HBCU and Divine Nine, which is a Black sorority and Black college. And they will be giving out information to high school students to try to do recruitment to get them to get involved with more of the Black colleges.
Part of that session for the HBCU, Annette and her class will tie into that program as well, so that the students that are getting ready to go off to college, that they have some financial, some understanding as they go off. We kind of laughed about it, I think, yesterday about how we all went to college and they gave us all these credit cards. That's a no-no, and we want to be able to teach the students and how to do that. And Ned, you can piggyback on that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So when we met yesterday, it was just so refreshing to see and hear all the HBCUs. And so HBCU means Historical Black Colleges and Universities. And so from that, and Greek are the different sororities and fraternities. I don't know if you ever heard of, you know, AKAs and Delta Sigma Thetas. And so they've gotten together to bring these kids and acknowledge that, hey, they've graduated from high school, they've already picked a college. And for those that are still on the fence, they want to convince them that, hey, don't forget about this or look at other options. So initially we thought, hey, I'm holding a workshop over here. They have all the students that I want at my workshop. So we got together on that collaboration. And so we're gonna all come together. So as they recognize those students, then we're gonna go into our workshop. And for the parents that are there, if there's an opportunity, we can split them out, because I'll have some of my peers that are coming from the different states. And if I haven't mentioned it, there's about 150 community managers like myself across the entire JP Morgan footprint acting upon our initiative. So we'll have more than enough facilitators there where we can make sure we speak to the students, give them some of that one-on-one time, so that way, you know, no one feels left out, but they feel all included. So it's really, really great to be with the Divine Nine and also to be able to speak to those students and even talk about a checking account. Because I will tell you that I used to work at a close to a university, and so many times the kids come in and they make mistakes and they just don't really know. And so if you have the knowledge to share, it's always important to do that. So I'm excited about being a part of the week-long celebration for Juneteenth Day. It's amazing. And on behalf of Chase, we're happy that we're able to be there.
You know, I have a question. Would that include helping families fill out FAFSA forms for their students?
The FAFSA component, I believe, is going to be a part of the Divine Nine.
Yes, it is.
That they're going to work with them on that portion.
Great. And for those who are listening and may not be aware, the FAFSA form is the government form that any college student who wishes to get any grant aid or loan, student loans or student grants must file first. And oftentimes, especially in families where it's a first-time college applicant, they'll need help walking through the information that they need to give, and it's all online usually. And so that's a wonderful benefit too for bringing awareness to all of the young people who look forward to going to college. So what wonderful, so much that you've already packed into these first few minutes that I have questions about. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Underground Railroad tour, I don't know, or program that you're going to have in Monument Square? I know that there are sites within the city that aside from Monument Square that have been strategic in the Underground Railroad here, will there be a tour of those places as well? And maybe you can expand a little bit on, you know, what else is packed into that day from the bus ride from the John Bryant Center to Monument Square?
there will be a full program there. So the PWNS group put together the funds and had these various monuments placed all over the city as part of that Underground Railroad. So on that day, we will be commemorating the one in, so there have been different programs at different times for each one. But on that day, we will be commemorating the one that's down in Monument Square. There will be a program, the county executive will speak, there will be other speakers there to commemorate that marker. So it will be just that individual marker on that day.
And could you just clue us in as to what the, I think you said PWSN group is? I'm not familiar.
It's gonna sound awful, but I...
you just know the acronym, huh? That's fine. Yeah, I just wondered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could you talk a little bit too about other things that are coming for the rest of the week? Because I know you have even more planned for the week.
Yes, we do. We were on, so Wednesday, let's go to what's going to be exciting about Wednesday. Wednesday is going to be the Racine County Day. So Racine County will be out. They will have Black business networking, and they'll have the full gym and table set up. They're going to have the food trucks, the music, all of the Racine County resources. They're even doing a movie in the park at the Village of Waterford that Sunday, June 19th, Hidden Figures. So that the county is going out to make sure across Racine and Racine County that we know and understand what Juneteenth Day is. They're also doing a West Racine County Starving Artist Fair on June 15th at the Veterans Terrace and make and take paintings from 1 to 3 o'clock. So Racine County is going to have a big day. And following that, we also, again, will have more classes and sessions by Chase. Dave Cole is going to come out that evening at 7 to do a home maintenance class. You know, we always talk about home buyers and how to get them and the money to get them. But then once we get the homes, we need to know how to keep them up. So we thought that was an interesting piece to bring on board. Also that night at 8 o'clock, we will be doing an outdoor movie here at the Bryant Center. The movie will be the movie Soul. So we'll have free popcorn and we ask families to come out and just enjoy the evening of that movie. And all day on Wednesday, Terry Scott will be doing an art tour at the museum located at 1422 Washington Avenue. So that takes care of that Wednesday. I want to touch a little bit on Thursday because it's a very important day. Thursday is when we'll be dealing with some of the medical issues and what's going on in the community. So we're going to do the Money Smart, the adult class on that day in the evening. Understanding insurance that will be presented by the Urban League, Harper Tax Financial Literacy. We'll be do a home buyers workshop again, which is Chase. And then we'll get into the medical part on that day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., all of us, the research center from the Medical College in Milwaukee, they will be here from 1 to 6 p.m. They'll be doing testing. It's a clinical thing. We go to the doctor so much, and every time we go, we become a trial as it comes to medicine. They do the work to take out the DNA pattern. They work with your doctor, and when it's done, you'll actually have a printout of your heritage and history as to where you came from, your family heritage. Then we're doing the SHUSH domestic violence presentation. You know, we've had a lot of issues here with that, and we want to address that. And then Kenya Fulton, the young lady, she's coming all the way from New York with another acronym. The JDRF is a leading global type 1 diabetes research and advocacy organization. They will be here in Racine for the Juneteenth Day. They were brought on by Karam Butler and his family. They are ambassadors for the type 1 diabetes. So they will be on doing screening, educating, helping people learn more concerning type 1 diabetes. And one thing I found out that probably a lot of people don't know, I always equated type 1 diabetes to children, but that is not so. So for those who have an interest, you come out and they're going to have cool prizes and giveaways on that day. And that should be interesting as well.
Can I interrupt just a second, Lisa, so we can backtrack a little bit about the health day? Sure. So if I have interest in the health issues, can you run down again a little more slowly what it is I could have done on Thursday?
Well, we'll have the Black Nurses Association here. So if you wanted to have your blood pressure, your blood pressure screening, you can have the type 1, the diabetes test done by this organization. And then you can also sign up with just for us and get the screening, the lab work done, and start the process for your DNA pattern to help you acquire better knowledge concerning medications and things that are specifically for you.
And so that the benefit of having that DNA testing done isn't, it goes even beyond just your initial health concerns from what I'm understanding you say. It also could give you some genealogy information.
Yes.
As well.
Genealogy and mapping. And one of the things that stood out, and I've done it. So one of the things that stood out to me the most was that if you have my DNA, my genealogy, when a doctor gets ready to take care of me, they have a platform. They have something to go directly to that is just me.
Wow, that is really, really comprehensive. You've been working so hard, but yet you're not done, right? Because there's some big gala on Friday. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I am so excited about the gala. We're having a sneakers ball. And for those of you that don't know what a sneakers ball is, it's simply dress your best, but throw the heels on the side because you get to wear your tennis shoes. Okay, our men are formal in their tennis shoes. Our women, we're formal, dressed to our best, and we get to wear tennis shoes to this event. So that's a whole hitch to that. But at that event, it's a plated dinner by live jazz music. We will have a comedian as part of that event. We'll have some presentations done by Chase. We'll have a neo-soul music. Following that, there will be just good music, entertaining, dancing. It's going to be an excellent event. I'm excited about that.
That sounds wonderful. And then you're wrapping it up on Saturday with the activities in the park that we might have come to participated in these last 40 some years. Can you tell us a little bit about that too, Lisa?
Sure, I'll be glad to tell you about this. This is Cynthia. Saturday, June 18th, we kick off the big celebration here at the Dr. John Bryant Center. We will be having quite a bit going on out there. We're going to have a basketball camp done by Karan Butler. We'll have a football camp done by Jimmy Ward. We'll also have several food booths out along the parking lot, and then we'll have novelty clothing and other booths here out in the parking lot. And in our children's corner, we'll have giant obstacle courses, face painting, lots of games for the kids and their families to participate in. Also, we will be having several local guests as on our stage. We'll have Stage on Wheels. We'll have local guests, and some of those local guests that we will be having would be Chris Pittman, Little Icy, Chicken Grease, Atlantis, Groove Line. We'll have a DJ and a creative native, and this performer will be from out of town. He's coming from out of town. And we'll also have Vietti and his band. And on the main stage, we'll have, which we call the Gospel Explosion. So for that, we'll have Robert Smith, the New Anointing, Ursula Harris, Grandma Boys, Deliverance Crusaders, and Zicardi Cortez. So for that day, we will, and that runs from noon till 8 o'clock p.m.
So we have music, we have food, we have education, we have medical health, we have recognition of veterans, we have, youth programming. Is there anything you've forgotten? My goodness, it's going to be a very rich week. Are there other aspects to the week, Lisa, that we haven't even touched on yet?
We are going to have and I want to touch a little bit on Saturday for Karan Butler, who has been a regular sponsor, just a great individual as it comes to Juneteenth Day. He will be doing his basketball camp. We're going to sign up 75 youth for that event. Jimmy Ward plays for the 49ers football team. He's coming on new this year. So we will be doing a football camp as well, looking for 75 youth to do that as well. So I think I've touched on a lot, and I'm sure if I fumble through these papers, there's probably more. But I would ask that the community, not just the African-American community, but that the community comes out. Let's celebrate. This is a national holiday, and that's the push to make sure, like I said, the mind is the key that sets the captive free. We must not just have fun, but we have to educate our youth. We have to know our history, and we must come together. Our theme this year is Stronger Together. That's how this all came about. The committee members are members from most of the African-American agencies here in the city of Racine. We took one member from each of these groups and brought them together. And we said, stronger together, we can get this week-long event done. And we're doing it.
Yeah, I would piggyback on what Lisa is saying. It's like the stronger together just kind of just makes you feel real good inside. You know, it's like after all the things that have happened within the community, you know, going through a pandemic, and then now for this really being like one of the first events where people can come out face to face, get back together, and stronger together, it just ties into everything that, you know, Lisa's been doing all the hard work. And like I said, Chase is so proud to partner with that. And there's also a fireside chat that we're going to be having, which I think people don't want to miss, because if you think about the fireside, you're sitting around at the fire and you're just kind of sharing stories and listening to things. And we definitely invite people to come out and be a part of that. Some of the panelists are going to be, you know, Karan, and it's going to be Jimmy. And then the guest panelists, I won't hold you, but it's going to be me. Just hold tight. And then, so I think it's really going to be a great event. And if anyone hasn't said it, you know, kudos to Lisa, because I've sat with her in the meetings. I've sat with her through the whole planning process, and people sometimes only see the finished product, but Lord knows she's put a lot of work into it, as well as Cynthia. So if anybody hasn't said it, Lisa, on behalf of Chase, we thank you for being such an ambassador within the community and allowing us to partner with you. So thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
And kudos to you, Lisa. You've pulled off an incredible roadmap of events for the whole community to embrace. What kind of led up to this idea of having a whole week instead of just one day? And what kind of reception have you gotten in the community so far, and how do you plan to spread out the information? Obviously, this show is just one tiny little part that can help spread the news about the upcoming week. Can you tell us a little bit more about the background of this week?
Well, like I said, it was just simply that whole thought that the mind is the key that sets the captive free. And I knew that in order to be stronger together, that as a community, we must come together. We must learn. We must know our health. We must know the things that are going on around us and not be left behind. So it was just an interpersonal thought that, you know, a plan, a mapping. And it was just put together because of the great people on the committee and the people in the community. So we're reaching out through, of course, your radio broadcast. We do have a Facebook page that should be coming up in the next day or so. We are going to have radio stations involved, looking for some television time to just let everybody know what's going on in the city of Racine.
And I think you make a good point that you're hoping that the whole community comes out together to learn. I'm thinking about some of the things you've mentioned, like the Black-owned businesses that people can connect with during the county day, I think it was, where we get to understand how we can support small businesses that are owned by our neighbors and need to understand how to support them or that they exist or what we could do. Perhaps maybe we're a little more quick to order on Amazon or not think about our local business owners as much as we should, especially during coming out of the pandemic. Do you have an idea of how many businesses you will have that will highlight their services and products during that day at all?
You know, I don't, because this is actually, and part of the vision was this. I went to Racine County and said, I want a Racine County Day. What can Racine County bring to the table? So this is their piece that they put together for the community. So I don't know exactly how many businesses they're going to be, but I'm quite sure that most of the minority businesses here in town will take part in this again, because it reaches out to the community and lets the community know that they're there. And then again, when I say the whole community, they're coming with the Racine County resources, what's available in the county. So we need to know this. So again, this is their vision of what their day, and it's the same with the city of Racine. This is their vision of what their day should look like in honor of Juneteenth Day.
Good. Yeah. If you could add a little something too, you mentioned the Hidden Figures movie, I think it was, that will be airing in Waterford in a park, I think you said. Could you tell us a little?
Village Hall Park at 1123 North River Street.
And is there a reason why Waterford was strategically chosen?
And I'm speaking for the county and the county executive right now. The county's vision is that Juneteenth just not be a city initiative, but Racine countywide, we're trying to educate, to learn, and to know what Juneteenth is and the elements behind it. So kudos to Racine County for reaching out to these various counties and, again, making awareness. Because for so long, Juneteenth Day has just been seen as a Black thing. This is now a national holiday. So we should all be well informed about what Juneteenth Day is, and in hopes of us all celebrating Juneteenth as we do the 4th of July.
And I think it's particularly interesting that I know in the Waterford School District, there's been some issues about understanding all of our Racine County residents and living in peace and harmony. So I kudos to the county for making the conversation and making the effort and opening up the celebration to everybody, or trying to broaden that understanding, because there's a lot of work to be done in our community when it comes to just basic understanding of each other, right? So. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful thing. Do you want to talk a little bit more about, you had mentioned that things kind of kick off with the Juneteenth pageant. Tell us a little bit about the pageant and where can somebody sign up to be a pageant contestant, and what happens there? That's kind of interesting.
The Juneteenth pageant is basically like any other pageantry event. The ability to sign up for the Juneteenth pageant would be on our Facebook page that is coming up. We have now, since February, been looking for young contestants with guidelines in place that would be eligible to participate in the pageant. We were trying to get at least 7 in order to host the pageant at Gilmore School, but we don't have the seven. But this committee is determined that there will be a Juneteenth pageant, and that's kind of how it moved here to the Dr. John Bryan Community Center. So they will do regular pageantry stuff. They had to write an essay in order to participate. They will be doing an interview with the judges. The Juneteenth pageant works like any other pageant. Yeah. They have to have a talent, you know, so they'll be presenting their talent. We do have four judges that will be working with the pageant in order to help us achieve who Miss Juneteenth will be.
And is it too late to become a contestant? Have they already been selected?
If you're interested in becoming a contestant, I will leave you with the phone number here at the Bryant Center at 262-636-9235. If you haven't heard and you're just now hearing about the event, feel free to reach out to us.
And then I'm awfully interested in the component of having the veterans do a flag raising presentation. Can you talk a little bit more about that with our listeners?
Sure. The flag raising ceremony for me is one of the key elements. I only think it proper that to give honor to honor is due, which would be the veterans here in our community, and allow them to give honor to Juneteenth as well and do the flag raising ceremony. You know, we're gonna raise the American flag. Our vision for that day, however, is on the Juneteenth flag, and the ability to have the African drummers and things that bring us, that bring back the root of Juneteenth Day is part of that celebration. Our mayor will be speaking at that event as well. So again, it's pulling the community together and letting the veterans know that they're not left behind, they're not forgotten, and they are a very important part of our community.
Yeah, I think historically we are understanding more and more how we have not done justice to African-American veterans and their service to our country. Is this an effort to highlight that and recognize them more?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. You had also mentioned something about the refurbished bikes and a bike rodeo, I think you suggested. What date does that happen? What will be the procedures? The idea that children maybe who otherwise wouldn't have bikes would have a chance to get a bike?
Yes, there's a program this is on Monday. This is the City of Racine's Day and part of the City of Racine's programming. So there's a foundation in Madison that has been working, I guess, for many years, doing these refurbished bikes and getting them ready for underprivileged children. Well, this year, for the first time, I believe this is that they've came this far in Wisconsin to make this donation. And the thought at first was, hey, let's split them up and let's do them at the centers. And then the thought became, when, again, their vision for the City of Racine's vision for this event, that, hey, let's take those bikes out there. Let's connect with the Racine Police Department. Let's do the bike rodeo. Let's give them away. And like I said, the Park and Recs Department will be here on that same day with games and entertainment for the children as well. So this is, again, the vision of the City of Racine.
And if I wanted to attend the Sneakers Ball, how would I do that? And how long are tickets or reservations going to be available? And how would I make that happen? And can you tell us a little bit about, you know, maybe the price of a ticket and that sort of thing?
Sure, sure. The tickets should be available this coming week. The ticket price is $50. You will be able to purchase tickets through Ticketmaster for those of you that are tech savvy. For those of us who are not, the tickets will be on sale here at the Dr. John Bryan Community Center.
And did we say where the ball is?
Ball will, I don't think we did. I'm sorry. The ball will be at Festival Hall.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, what's your greatest hope in having this week? I know, Lisa, we've heard about yours, but are there other hopes that you have that come out of this week that lead to something else beyond?
My hope for this week is that people walk away different, that we walk away with a better understanding, that some young persons, the light might come on in their little eyes concerning education and further in their education, that some parent might show up and be struggling with an issue with a child with diabetes or some of these other issues, that we all walk away better from this event, and that from this year moving forward, that we take Juneteenth seriously in our community, and that we always celebrate first to educate and then to have fun.
Yeah, it's almost like you want them to walk away with a why not me moment. You know, why can't a homeowner, why can't I, you know, get my credit together to accomplish the things that I want to accomplish? You know, why can't I, you know, go and learn about saving and budgeting? And for me, and not to take anything away from you, Lisa, is that as a community manager, being an ambassador for Chase is to build and nurture relationships within the community, because these workshops are not exclusive to just that week. You know, I do these throughout the community with the hopes of just reaching one person. If it's just one person in the group that's able to learn something from it, is great. I'm over at the schools, and sometimes the kids can be a little unruly and it can be kind of hard. And then I was at a class the other day with the kids, and all they kept telling me is that my uncle said, I have this kind of credit score. And my mom said, we do this with our kind of budgeting. So it was like, they are listening. So I know for me, it's just that confirmation that you're making a difference. So I'm sorry, Lisa, if I kind of.
No, that's okay. And it's resources too, so that they walk away knowing different resources and ways to help grow and make us all better people. I think at the end of the day, if we can do that for a few people, this is a success. Work hard all week, learn, educate, come on out Friday, let's begin to celebrate. Saturday, let's climax it in the park. And I just, if that happens, I'm good.
I'm right with you. It sounds wonderful. Cynthia, do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
I would like to add that families will get a sense of self-worth, and the kids will be encouraged to move on, save money, how to save, how to budget. And it doesn't take a lot of money to save, just save some.
Good point. Well, you have such an incredibly rich and packed week. Other than the Facebook page, is there a place where we could turn, and I know this is still developing, where everybody could see the week at a glance or know what the schedule for the entire week will be?
That will be up on the Facebook page. We're also going to try to fly the community with all the information for the program. This coming week, everything should be out there, and we're coming strong. I'm working with Shannon, with the city of Racine, and that marketing department to really get this information out.
Well, great. I am looking forward to the week. I commend all of you for your very hard work. I, having gone to the John Bryan Center for Juneteenth Day multiple years, I am excited that it's going to be expanding in its depth and its breadth. And thank you all for doing this. I appreciate your taking time to tell us of all your hard planning today.
Thank you. You're so welcome. Thanks for having us.
Mm-hmm.